Okay, so I think we've covered when it comes to Nida, Deraisa Derabanan, process of proving that she stopped. Nowadays, I will she's a Zava, she's a Nikiyam. So we're ready to go to the mikvah. So I think right, Balzman is going to talk about more about like what you need for the actual mikvah to be kosher. So I'm going to talk about begin to talk about the tefillah. So to have a good tefillah, the woman has to go into the mikvah, or whoever is going to go to the mikvah. And the main problem you have to worry about is just make sure there's no chatzitza. So I'm just going to start talking about the basics of chatzitza. So if there's something separating between her and the water. So I'm reading Gemara Sukkah. Most of this Gemara also appears in Nida, but there are a few lines that, or the beginning doesn't appear there. So I'm reading it in Sukkah. So the Gemara first quotes a statement. So the different shiurin, kazayas, revia, so forth, chatzitzin, and halachas of chatzitzos, which is what we're concerned about, the machitzin, halachas of machitzos, are halachas moshmi sinai. So then the Gemara challenges a different part of the statement. So the Gemara says, chatzitzin, deraisin enu, chatzitzin aren't based on halachas moshmi sinai, they're based on a pasuk. Dichsiv of rachatz espesaro b'mayim, that you have to wash your body in water for you to go into the mikvah, and the whole phrase or part of the phrase is extra. And the Gemara darshens shlo yei davar chotzeis beino levein amayim, but there can't be a chatzitza between the person and the water. So it's a drasha, it's not a halacha moshe m'sinai. So the Gemara says ki asai hilchasa l'saro. That no, the pasuk only teaches you that you can't have a chatzitza on the person's body. And halacha moshe m'sinai teaches you can't even have a chatzitza on the hair. So I'm skipping a line. The Gemara says, no, Sero nami deraisa ninu. The fact that you can't have chatzitza on the person's hair is also deraisa, meaning based on a pasuk. Dichsiv rachatz es b'saro b'mayim es hatafal b'saro. So from es, we also learn out that you can't even have a chatzitza on the person's hair. My niu saro, what's the part of the body that's tafal to the main part of the body? So that's the hair. So finally, the Gemara says, no, ki asai hochza l'kribi Yitzchak. The halacha moshe m'sinai is for the statement of Rav Yitzchak. The Amar Rav Yitzchak says, Dvar Torah, on a deraisa level, Rubo umak bet alav chotzeitzo. Deraisa, very hard to get a deraisa chatzitza. Deraisa, for something to be deraisa chatzitza, it has to cover the majority of the body. And it has to be something that the person is makbet about. The person doesn't like that's there, perhaps wants to remove it, whatever the exact definition of kapeta is. But, you know, the person's bothered by it. It's not supposed to be there. So only if you have something that's not supposed to be there and covering the majority of the body, only then is it a chatzitza deraisa. U'she'enu makbid olav enu chotzeitz. But if you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. V'gazru al rubo she'enu makbid, v'shim rubo ha-makbid, v'al miyutu ha-makbid, v'shim rubo ha-makbid. But on a derabanan level, we said anything, if you have one of the two requirements, if it covers the majority of the body, even though the person is not makbid, that's going to be derabanan of chatzitza. Or even if it's a mute covering the body, but if it's something that the person's a makbid on, something the person wants to remove, so, right, there's like, you know, thing of mud or whatever it is, so then on the Rabbanan level, that will be a chatzitza. So what is the Gemara seem to be saying? That in a chanami, the fact that there's such a concept as a chatzitza, that's learned out from a drasha. But basically, the shiurim, what constitutes a chatzitza, so that is learned out from the halacha moshmi sinai. Okay. So we'll come back to a little bit. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim, who say that in terms of chatzitzos, we treat the area of the body and the area of the person's hair as two separate areas. Meaning, therefore, if you have something covering the robe of the body alone, even though it's not covering the robe of the body and hair together, or the bigger chumar, something's covering the robe of a person's hair, which compared to the whole body is not nearly the majority, so that's already a chatzitza. Right? So again, the Gaonim say, we divide the hair and the person's body. And l'chora, the reason for that is, and this is what the Ran says here in Sukkah, is because there's a separate source for hair. There are two sources of chatzitzas. One, there's one from Basara, we learn you can't have a chatzitza on your basar, and from Es, we learn you can't have a chatzitza on your hair. The Rambam himself argues, and says, no, that's incorrect. Once we have a pasuk to include hair, so there's one total body, one unit, which includes a person's body, basar, and hair, and we measure rov based on that totality. Fine. However, rov rishonim do passing like the Gaonim, that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. So the place where it's going to be a real big chumra is that therefore if somebody's covering rov of a person's hair, that will be mikra dina chatzitza, derbanan, and if the person's also makbid, then deraisa. Fine. So why is it So again, let's just review really quickly. Again, Daraisa, it's only chatzitz if it covers rove of the area, whether you're likely to go to the Rambam, and it has to be Machbid. And Darbanan, if you have one of the two, then it's also chatzitza. So Daraisa, why is rove eino Machbid not a chatzitza? So Rashi writes as follows here in Sukkah. Ein Machbid alav, havale kagufe, hoel ve'ein sofa litlo, ubatol legabe, v'lo chayetz. Rashi says, since you're not Machbid, you don't care, you're not planning on taking it off, you're fine leaving it there. So basically, it's insignificant, and it's basically battle to your body. So that's why it's not a chatzitza, because basically, if you do it as battle to your body, it's not a separate object, and therefore, the Pashma Rashi is, therefore, it's basically comparable, same thing as if the water would be on your body, because we don't even see a separate entity there, it's just battle and tuffle to your body. So that is in a case where it's the rove, but the person is not makbid. So dress is not a chatzitza because it's battle to the body. What about the other case, when the person is makbid, but it's only covering mute of the area? So there Rashi doesn't really explain. And there, the Siddur Tara basically says it's more or less the same thing. I guess the way to say it is that since, even if you're makbid, but since it's covering such a small area of the body, so it's just like a little thing of dirt.
What's your case?
The case is, what about, Rashi said that svara of batal laguf, in a case when you're something covering the majority of the body, but the person is not makbid, doesn't care. Question is, how do you understand the reason for the opposite case, when of why it's not a chatzisa deraisa? Again, drabban of these things are chatzisas, but we're trying to just explain why it's not deraisa chatzisa. We're talking about the case where something is covering a small part of the body, the mute, but the person is makbid. So there's a little dirt, let's say, you know, size of a quarter on the person's arm. The person's makbid, meaning the person plans on washing it off eventually, but it's only a mute, and therefore it's not a chatzisa.
So you want to know why it's not
so
a
why is it not a chatzisa? So the Siddur Tara tries to see something along the lines of Rashi. That, again, also since it's so small, it's insignificant, and basically it's batal to the guf. Therefore it won't be considered a chatzisa. Others, I think most, but definitely others say that no, it's a completely different svara. And we'll see if you want to say exactly in this way, but it's more of a svara of, let's say, just for now, rubo kukulo, meaning what? Really, that quarter size of dirt on your arm, that really is a chatzisa, and that really is seen as something separating you from the water. But since it's small, so the majority of our body is touching the water, so rubo kukulo, fine. Some people definitely do say it like that also. I think the Kiryas Sefer says it like that.
But I don't understand. Yeah. If a person goes into the mikvah,
yeah,
and let's say a finger sticks out, we don't say ruba kikula.
Very good. So A, we're going to talk about why exactly that is.
Right.
And
second, what's the difference?
What's the difference, right? So I actually am going to try to talk about that. So I'm going to try to say even this is not ruba kikula, but there are people who say that...
Ruba kikula and Joseph applied elsewhere, that sense of it's not used in the sense of physicality, of embodiment. Like rubric we rarely apply, which usually is a categorical definition.
What do you mean?
Like, usually we don't use rubric cool in the same way like the famous Mach talks about whether sleep is for slaying your physical poop. We don't think of like rove use is covers or less you've covered me. It's, you know, it's like usually think of ruba kikula as you're defining, you know, the major, you have a taro vishu. So we go for the rove, ruba kikula.
I mean, you do say, let's say by shkita. So the reason why you have to cut the whole simen, though really kind of in principle, you do have to cut the whole simen. We say once you've cut the majority of the simen, ruba kikula. The Gemara says that in terms of this. So here, say, we'll see. So some do say it. I think others don't. We'll try to talk about why. Say that, listen, the pasuk has rachas b'sur mayim, your body has to touch the water, so if the majority of guys are touching water, it's kilo, you're holding it. Okay, we'll just leave it at that for now. We'll, fine. So they ask an interesting question. They say, again, deraisa, it has to be rove and makbid. Drabbanan, they said, rove, if it's rove, even if it's not makbid, it's a chatzisa. So that's what I'm asked. Well, wait a second, now that drabbanan, something that covers the majority of the body is a chatzitza, even if you otherwise would not be makbid. So now every woman is going to be makbid about such a thing. And because now she has to remove that.
Because
of the Rabbana and Din, that's not a good tefillah. So some poskim, I think, by far the majority, actually, and Achami, nowadays, once they made a takana, so now everyone's makbid on such things. So now it's deraisa, nafkamina, now if there's a suffix in the tefillah, it's a suffix deraisa, and so forth. So Rav Chanan, I'm not going to dwell on this, but Rav Chanan, he gives no alumnish answer. He just says that it's only a kapeda, basically a physical kapeda, turns this into a chatzisa. But if something is only makbid because of the halacha, because of a halacha consideration, so that's not a chatzisa. So even though you do want to remove this, but you only want to remove it for a halachic reason, so it's not a chatzisa. The only reason why I'm pointing this is interesting, so we quote Rav Chaim, who also answers this question. And it's interesting, Rav Chaim gives just the most simple, balbatish, non-lumdish answer. It's just interesting that, what does Rav Chaim say? Rav Chaim says, wait a second. So let's say she has something covering 51%
of it. Wait, can you just repeat Rav Chaim again? What is Rav Chaim?
Rav Chaim says that, so again, what's the case? You have something covering 51% of your body. And it's, let's say, some sort of like, you know...
And you're not makbid.
If, you know, a regular person wouldn't be makbid. But the Rabbanan said, you can't go into the mikvah like that.
So why are you not?
So now she's going to be makbid. That's the question. So Chaim said, wait a second.
No, Rav Chaim.
That was Rav Chaim's question. Oh, so Rav Chaim's answer was that to be considered makbid on a deraisa level, it has to be a kpeda, a physical kpeda. I mean, you're makbid for a physical reason, not based on halacha. Yeah, exactly. No. That's what Rav Chaim said. So Chaim says, again, 51% of our body is covering. So the Rabbanan said that even though you're not makbid on this, since it's covering the majority of your body, that's a problem. So now this woman's upset. I can't go to the mikvah. But why is she upset? She doesn't care about the whole thing. Let's say only 2% of it bothers her. If she only wants to remove 2%, wants it to be 49%, she'll be fine because there's no problem going into the mikvah, the Rabbanan, with something covering you 49% that you're not makbid on. So Rav Chaim says she's only makbid on 2%. So even what she's makbid on is only a miut. So again, that's not a deraisa problem because it would only be a miut that you're makbid on. Mm-hmm. So that's what Rav Chaim quotes Rav Chaim was saying. So then I was just thinking,
where is this Rav Chaim?
It's actually in the back of Kovetz Ha'aros. There's Hosafos in the back. Mm-hmm. So it's in the Hosafos in the back. So there's only not so many there, so you'll find it. So then I was just thinking, though, according to Chaim, it's a little bit of a problem, because once you accept the premise that if a person wants to remove it, even for halachic reasons, a chatzitza, so nowadays, though, our minhag is at least for a woman to remove anything that basically it's easy to be removed, we remove, even though derabbanan, it wouldn't be mikra than a chatzisa. So nowadays, if let's say a woman is covered by 51% of like some film, that again, besides physically, she wouldn't care, but the mikvah lady's going to tell you to remove all of that. So now, you know, I don't know if you have Rav Chaim's answer, because nowadays, even Rav Chaim today, I mean, they haven't been also, so I'm not exactly sure what Rav Chaim would say, she's makbid on the whole thing. Again, she's not makbid because there'll be, you know, passel her
feet.
But she is makbid. She does want to remove off the whole mm-hmm. thing. So
I mean, you could argue that if Chaim, she's not lambda, and all she says is whatever needs to be done. So she doesn't care what she says, whatever needs done. So the Rabbanan, we create whatever it is. So if she actually went to the mikvah with, say, 10% covered, B'di'evit would be good.
Right. So you have to say, like, right, that, like, it's not... Since it's only since after the fact of been a good fila, so she's not... That's not a strong enough kapeda to... I guess she has something like that. So that was just interesting. It just dawned on me when... fine. Okay. So again, Argomar again says that Maker din derais, you need Ruvo Makbid. Rabbanan, either one would be a problem. Again, as we mentioned, nowadays, we're Machmir to remove everything. So there's an interesting Gemara in Yevamos and Samach Zayin and Beis. The Gemara's talking about a pregnant woman, non-Jewish woman who's converting. So the Gemara says that if she converts while she's pregnant, so the baby doesn't have to do a tefillah when he's born. So if you hold Uber Yerachimo, it's Pashut, because basically it was part of the mother when she went to the mikvah. The Gemara says, even if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimo, though, why doesn't the baby have to go to the mikvah? If you're telling me the baby already went into the mikvah in the mother, but the mother's a chatzitza for the baby. So the Gemara says, no, not a problem. Why? Because ain't no makbid. The baby's not upset the mother is surrounding her. Lehefech, right? The baby's very happy. The Gemara says, no, even though we say rove, the ain't no makbid is not a problem deraisa, that is only if it's merely rove. But kulo, if somebody's entirely covering something, even if it's eino makbid, that is a problem. Deraisa. So the Gemara says, you're right, but here it's even more. It's not only eino makbid, hainu revise. This is the way the baby grows. I mean, it's not just not makbid, it's positive. Meaning this is how the baby grows and develops, so it's necessary for the baby. It's not just neutral, it's positive. And therefore, it's not a chatzitza. So they ask, if you learn like Rashi, that the reason why eino makbid is not a problem is because if something is eino makbid, it's basically batel to the thing. And basically, we basically only see the person here. We don't even really see the thing. And basically, it's tantamount to the water actually being on the person. So they ask, so then, why? How can the Gemara say that when it's eino makbid, even kulo is a problem? But if it's eino makbid, it's batel to the thing. It's if it's not there. So how could even kulo be a problem? So Rav Moshe.
Wait, can you repeat the question? What's the question?
The Gemara says that even though generally eino makbid is not a problem, but if it's covering the entire person, it's a problem.
Okay.
So, but if the reason for eino makbid is that the thing is batel to the person.
So what's the difference?
Right, so what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So Rav Moshe says that no, that's actually the point. That what? I can only say something is buffed up to something else. I think the way he says, if I could see that thing. Meaning once, when, normally if I have, let's say, dirt on me, so even if it's covering the majority of me, right? But if I'm not makbid and you see me, so the dirt's buttled to me. But if the mother's completely, you know, enclosing and surrounding the baby, we don't even see the baby. So it's hard to say that the mother is buttle to the baby. It's a little strange. So Enochami, meaning Rashi's lumdus is right, but that's basically what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, once, normally, the reason why eino makbid is not a problem, because eino makbid generally is buttle to the thing itself. But if the chatzitza is covering and turning the entire thing, it's no longer shaykh to say that thing is buttle to the thing inside. Lahefech, you might even say the opposite, like the baby's buttle to the mother. So that's what Rav Moshe says. So we're going to try to give other achron give a different way of understanding Gemara. So that's one interesting Gemara. Okay, let's put that on the side for now. Coming back to our Gemara and Sukkah. So there's an interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, Dvar Torah Rubo Machbid Olav Chotzeitz. So Rashi says, Rubo, the majority of it. What's it? Rubo, Rov Sa'aro, Metunaf Petit, Okasher, whatever, it's Chotzeitz. If the majority of the person's hair is dirty or tied up in knots, so that's a Chatzitza. So Rashi, here and in other places where this parallel Gemara is, Rashi says, what are these shiurim referring to? It's referring to the hair. So the question is, what does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean to say these shiurim don't apply to the body? So the Ritva says that no, Rashi is just trying to basically say he holds like those gonim, that you should know the shiurim apply separately to the hair. I mean, the hair is viewed as a different entity, and we measure rov based on hair alone. But of course, on the body, you would also have the shiurim of rov umakbid. Rov Rishonim, who quote and discuss Rashi, don't learn like that. They all assume that no, Rashi means to say that the Shi'urim of Rov and Makbid only apply to the hair, but a person's body, Deraisa, even a mute, is a problem. Tosus learns in Rashi, even a mute, She'eno Makbid, would be a problem. Others learn, no, it would have to at least be Makbid, but most people learn Rashi that even mute is a problem on a person's body. So the way they understand, basically, Rashi is saying that, again, we have the original pasuk. The original pasuk says, v'rachatz sober mayim, have to be in the water, you can't have a chatzitza. And Rashi learns, but there's a halacha in which we've seen that for hair, and whatever, if you look at the Gemara from the flow of the Gemara, you can understand why Rashi would say that, whatever it is, but the halacha in which we've seen that for hair, you need rov u'makbid, but for the body, it's the regular din, just based on the pasuk alone, which is going to be even mute, possibly even mute in the mouth. So the question is, why should that be? Coming back to Rubo Kukulo. So there's a pasuk that says you can't have a chatzitza. So I would have said, though, but why should merely a mute be a problem? We should say, like we always say, Rubo Kukulo, fine, you have to be in the water, you have to touch the water. But where do we find that mute is a problem? You should say rubu kukula. The majority of you is touching the water in the water, so it's as if kula. And yet you see that Rov Rishon learning Rashi that without halacha v'shem yisina we would have said a mute is a problem. So, Rav Chanan develops the following yisod. He says this for a different reason, to explain a different thing. He basically says as follows. He says, you might have thought, what's pshat? Why can't you have a chatzitza? Pshat just is, this is what I would have first thought, that, listen, you need to be in the water, you need to touch the water. So if you have a chatzitza, mamela, you're not touching the water. I mean, it's just a problem. The problem is, you're not touching the water. Right? I mean, it's just a lack of touching the water. So Rav Chanan says, no, that's not pshat. Maybe I'll tell you the reason why. So he says, right, the Gemara has a special pasuk that there can't be a chatzis in the hair. So Rav Chanan says, what was the Gemara's havah mina? The Gemara thought that you would go into the mikvah only up till your hair? Right? So he thinks that's like just crazy. He says, obviously, if the Torah says you have to go into the mikvah, that means your entire body has to go into the mikvah. So if your entire body has to go into the mikvah, and there can't be a chatzitza, why, right, how could it be machalik? So he explains as follows. He says, no, you see that if there's a chatzitza on you, the problem isn't that, oh, now this part of your body is not touching the water. No, the way I would say is there's no din that you have to touch the water. The din is you have to go into the mikvah. So if you go into the mikvah, you dunk, you're underneath the water, you're now in the mikvah. Even if you have some dirt on your arm or you're wearing a bathing suit, that's considered a tefillah. You're in the mikvah. But then the Torah was machadesh, rachas aspis rabba mine, is that you can't have a chatzitza. But not because if you have a chatzitza, maybe you're not touching the water. So no, chatzitza is a poso. It's a positive problem. Right? It's like similar to like a machitza. It's not the problem, it's not that you're not touching the water. The problem is that there's now a separation, there's a barrier in between you.
It's
a positive problem. I mean, there's something there passing you. It's not just that...
It's not chisar and tefillah, it's an iser. Something.
Right, exactly like that.
It's a posel.
Right, it's a posel. I mean, it's not... The etzim, there's still a tefillah, there's just this posel called that of a chatzitza. So the first pasuk taught you there's a posel in your body, but you don't know that there would be necessarily a posel in your hair. I mean, obviously your hair has to go into the water to be tovel your hair. The second pasuk is machadish. No, there's this posel is also true for your hair. So that's what Rav Chanan says. So I thought if you learn like Rav Chanan, that explains why without a special achmosh misinai, I would have said that even a mute is a problem, and why you wouldn't say rubo kukulo. Why? Rubo kukulo helps you when I need to accomplish something, but I only went majority of the way there, so say, oh, it's as if you went the whole way, meaning, let's say you need to cut the whole neck of the animal, both simanim. So, without the principle of rubo kukulo, if let's say you only cut the majority, why would that not be a good shechitim theory? It's not because the part that's uncut is a posel, you just didn't do the job. Right? You just didn't you weren't Makayim, that you didn't do the whole Shrika. So the Torah says, Rubu Kukulo, once you do the majority, it's as if you did the whole thing. But here, based on Rav Chanan, the reason why a chatzitza is a problem isn't because, oh, you need to touch the water, now you're not touching the water. If that would be the problem, you're right. We would say, well, if the majority of you is touching the water, it's as if the whole thing is touching the water. No, the Torah was Mechadish, there's a posel, there's a chatzitza on you, there's a barrier. So even if you say rubu kukulo, it's as if you're all in the water. That's fine. The whole time I've been saying you're all in the water, but it can't remove the existence of the posel. There still is a posel there. So therefore, you want to say rubu kukulo. Right? Does that make sense? Fine. And that's why it's not comparable to let's say shchit rubu kukulo, because there we're not trying to remove a posel. We're just trying to say you did the whole thing, so therefore there we would say Rubukulu.
But here we cannot do.
But here we can't do Rubukulu. And therefore, without the Lacha Moshe Misinai, I would have said that even a mute is a problem. And this is what I was saying. So then the Lacha Moshe Misinai says, no, you need a rove. So then you could say, well, that's why I would want to say, and I think if you look, most people say it like this, that even after the Lacha Moshe Misinai, the reason why a mute is not a problem, Deraisa, is not because of Rubu Kukulo. Again, it's just That's the din of the halacha Moshe Sinai. It needs a davar chashuv. It needs to be rov, but not that. And
it's not based on Rubel.
Right, and nafkamina would be. I saw that there are people who discuss this, but I honestly didn't get a chance to look at it. Is that what would the din be if it was 50-50? So if you say the reason why a mute is not a problem is because of Rubel Kukulo, meaning the majority of your body is touching the water, so it's if the whole body, so then 50-50 lachar would not be enough. But, right, Pashra and the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara says, Rubo umakbid all of chotzitz. It sounds like, no, only when the majority is covered is a problem. 50-50 would not be a problem. So again, that, to me, again, that shows that's not, right, it's not a din of Rubo Kukulo, it's just, that was a shir, the halacha Moshe Sinai was kaveya, to be a davar chashuv, to be a chatzitza, to be a barrier, you need to be rov. And this is also the way I think you can explain the Gemara Nibamos. That Rambam Gaonim I quoted, so there's a Brisker Rav actually on that Rambam. So if you look in the Brisker Rav, the first time I read it, it seems like he's saying like a Dover Pasha. And you like I'm still not 100% sure what he's saying. He seems to be just be like being Marech and repeating like a Dover Pasha. But I think this Rav Chaim Yisod, if you look there, I think he's also trying to say this. I have to figure out why he thinks that's necessary for what he's saying, But and I think also this is the way he understood
the Gemara. You're saying this Yisod of Rav Elchanan and the Brisker Rav also said.
I think so. If you look there, I'm not sure. It's like one of these Brisker Ravs where like he has to be saying something more than what he seems to be saying. But so anyways, if you're interested, you could look there. So you can understand the Gemara Nibamos now as follows. So now we understand there's really two dinim. There's one din, you have to be tova if you go into the water. And then there's another din, you can't have a chatzitza. But not that's, you know, monea, the first din, it's a separate poso. So the Gemara Yavamos could be saying as follows. When do I say rov ve'eno makbid? When do I say eno makbid is not a problem? When it's rov ve'eno makbid? Because then we're donning me din chatzitza. Is rov ve'eno makbid a chatzitza? No, halacha Moshe Sinai says you need to be makbid. But the Gemara Yavamos is saying, and I think this verse basically is what the Brisker Rav also says, I think, that no, but if it's kulo, then I'm not saying it's pasul mi din chatzitza. Then if you're not touching the water at all, right, basically it's not a tefillah at all. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they're saying that it's not a tefillah. Not like the way Moshe said that Moshe seemed to be learning that no, it's mi din chatzitza because enamak is not a problem because it's not batal, and here it can't be batal, so meilas chatzitza. No. I think the way the Brisker Rav basically seems to say it's learning more that no, it's saying that. True, Eino Makbid, there's not a chasisa problem, but if it's kula, then it's not even a tefillah bichla. Fine. Finally, one last point. So, what Rabbi Balzam said originally. Why is it that if you go into the mikvah and you leave just one pinky out or one hair out, it's not a good tefillah? We don't say rubo kukulo. So I tried to explain that by chatzitzos we don't see rubu kukulo because a chatzitza is a poso and rubu kukulo can't, you know, remove something. It merely gives you something. But l'chor that hasbro won't help for this point because this point, I'm not trying to remove a poso. There's just a din you have to be in the mikvah. So I should say, once you've gone most of the way in the mikvah, you're in the mikvah. Once I shechted most of the animal, the semen, I've shechted all semen. So if I've gone most of the way into the mikvah, so I'm fully in the mikvah. So I saw also people basically say this, and the way I understand it is as follows, is that you have to say, is that Chazal understood that tefillah doesn't mean wash your body, doesn't mean go into water. The way I would like translate, if I had to, into English, is tefillah means dunk in a mikvah. So by a simon, let's say by shkita, just using that as a mashal, I need to cut the whole simon. So when I cut the first third, the middle third, last third, it's the same cut, right? There's no difference in the cutting, it's just what is being cut. So, but the din is, in theory, in principle, I would have to cut the entire thing. So the din Rubakula says, well, once I've cut the majority of the thing, I have a sheer robe of a shkita, so it's as if I shechted the whole thing. But here, tefillah means dunk in water. So maybe you can think of, if that word doesn't do it, you can try to think of a different word. Immerse, dunk. So when I'm, let's say, up in the water up to my neck, I haven't partially dunked or mostly dunked. It's true, the majority of my body's touching water. Maybe even say the majority of my body's in the water, but I haven't mostly dunked. There hasn't been a dunk at all, right? Or in Hebrew, there hasn't been a tefillah at all. So there, it's not shayach to say rubu kukulo, because you don't have rove of a dunk, you just have nothing. So until basically you're fully in, it's basically a zero. And therefore, we want to say rubu kukulo for just a finger sticking out. For going into the water, everyone would agree you need to be fully in the water. So that's the majority of what I can say. One other small R, just so we have a few more minutes. So going back to Rashi, we read that the reason why Eino Makbid Alav, it's not a problem, is because it's buckle to the body. So some achronim want to give a nafkamina for that reason, as opposed to if you think of some other reason. And as they say, that's only shy to say such a thing when you say I have dirt on my body. So you can say the dirt's buckle to my body, the band-aid is buckle to my body, so forth, whatever it is. And the Mishnah and Mikvos talk about what happens if, let's say, one person is holding another person. Or even better, if let's say like I'm holding my lips too tight, or if I'm, you know, close my fist. So let's say if I close my fist. So there, lechora, and let's say I'm doing away, that I'm not makbid. Like I just, you know, whatever, I naturally hold my hand this way. So there, lechora, it's not shayach to say, like, so what's the problem? The water's to get to that part of my finger. It's not shayach to say, like, this part of my finger is buttle to this part of my finger. It's not so. So some achronim want to say that in that case, even if it be eino makbid, so normally eino makbid is only a derabanan problem. Again, it has to be, let's say, rove to be a derisa problem. But in theory, in principle, eino makbid would is only a derabanan problem. But in that case here, it wouldn't be a problem. Here would be basically kind of makbid because you can't call batel, so it would be a real chatzitza. So in this case, it would still be only derabanan, so deraisa need rove. But whatever, if let's say this plus I had a lot of dirt on me, but this was what pushed me over the edge to be into rove, so then that would be a problem. Okay, I think. Okay.